Turn in your Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 12 for study number 131 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 131 - Ministers as Watchmen. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 12. And it reads, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Now let's pray. Father, today as we call upon your precious and holy name, I pray that the word of God might ring out from our voice, and Lord, out of our minds and hearts, as it's a Lord directed by the throne of God. I pray the Holy Ghost of God direct my thinking, my thoughts, and my words. And Lord, help us today to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, to lift up and magnify what the work of God has done for us and what it can do for others. I pray today, God, you'd touch every heart that's listening. I pray you'd open their heart. Lord, you'd open their understanding. May they receive and be receptive of what the Spirit of God says. And Lord, if they're not right with God, I pray you'd help them to be that way today. Lord, if they're not saved, I pray today the Holy Ghost conviction would grip their soul and let them see that they're a sinner on their way to hell and they need Christ Jesus, the Lord, to save them. Have your way. We commit it to you in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Now, this will be study number 131, and it will be the 12th study on verse number 12 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. We will title this lesson today, Ministers as Watchmen. The word minister means a servant or an agent who is appointed to manage business under the authority of another. A minister is an executive officer, so to speak, to execute the business of the one in charge. A minister is also a delegate or an ambassador. A minister can be a pastor or a preacher of the gospel, but does not necessarily have to be. The word minister is mentioned 98 times in the Bible. It is mentioned 66 times in the Old Testament and 32 times in the New Testament. The first mention of the word minister is found in Exodus 24:13, and the last mention of this word is found in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. In this lesson, we want to take the word minister as a watchman and expound on this word or these words, because you can't have a ministry without a minister to carry out the ministry. In this lesson, we'll look at the minister as a preacher and the ways the Word of God describes his ministry. We will look at the preacher or minister as being a watchman over the people of God. The word watchman, plural, is mentioned 12 times in the Bible, and all of them are found in the Old Testament. The word watchman, singular, is mentioned 16 times in the Bible, and these are also found only in the Old Testament. The word watchman means a guard, or one in charge of protecting or warning of danger to those he is in charge of. So is the preacher or the minister of the Lord over the congregation of the Lord. On this thought of the minister as a watchman, Paul gives us a charge in Acts chapter number 20, verses 28 through 31. Now Paul says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears." Now, Paul knew he would leave the scene at some point in time, and he wanted to establish a protection and a backup plan, so to speak, to counteract what he knew was going to take place in the church when he went to glory. He knew that grievous wolves would definitely come into the midst of the believers and would set out to divide and destroy those who trusted and believed in the Lord. Paul did not think that there would be a possibility of them coming in, but he knew that they would definitely come in after he was called into glory. Now, a minister as a watchman is not self-appointed. He can't make himself a watchman. He has been placed in this position by the superior authority of God Almighty. He acts by the conviction and persuasion of the one who has placed and appointed him into this position. He is empowered and strengthened by the Holy Ghost to protect and watch out for the believers in the work of God. The watchman has a serious responsibility to watch over the people of God and to warn them of any dangers that might be approaching or any opportunities that may arise as well. The minister, as a watchman, is placed in an office of trust. God has put his trust in the watchman to do the duty of a watchman. The watchman is to watch for the welfare of the believer, to make sure they are getting the proper diet of the Word of God, and to see that they get the correct instructions in righteousness. The watchman is to see that the best interest of the people of God are performed. He is to warn against the enemy and help restore those who may have been divided or may have been discouraged or may have been deceived by the enemy. He is to warn about backsliding and falling into apostasy. This is a constant danger to every Christian, and this danger is always lurking in the shadows to appear to the believers at their weakest moments. The minister watchman is to watch and not sleep or even doze, because he's a watchman and is responsible for the watching of the souls of men. The captain of the ship who's asleep at the wheel is dangerous to himself and to his cargo. A preacher asleep on the job is a poor watchman to his congregation. Unfortunately, many of our churches have such in their pulpit. No wonder our country and our land are in such turmoil, and the reason sin is so rampant upon it. God has given us much about the watchman in the Old Testament, as we'll see in Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. This is lengthy. Let's read it. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not a warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. The first thing I want to point out in these verses is that God said he had made Ezekiel the prophet a watchman over the house of Israel. That is exactly what he's done about the pastor or the minister in the New Testament church as well. Again, this is a job of appointment by the authority of Almighty God. A watchman is a seer, and a seer must see. A watchman is a watcher, and he must watch for the welfare of the souls of men. He's not only to watch for the welfare of the souls of men, but also for the growth of the saints of God in the faith. He is to be ever looking for the Christian to see that they are growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, I say the job of a watchman is to watch and keep his eyes open to anything and everything that looks suspicious and out of the ordinary. in order to ensure the church is operating correctly and in the proper manner and mode that it should be in. The next thing we need to see is that God converses with Ezekiel here and tells him that he is going to speak to him and tell him what to say to the people. This is still the proper way God communicates to his ministers today in the New Testament. He speaks to them and they speak to the people. Sometimes the people think they're the ones that speak to the man of God. Every watchman must get his orders or messages from God Almighty. God then tells Ezekiel that he's to warn them what God is saying, and if he refuses to do so, the blood of the people will be on his hands. In other words, he will have to give an account unto God and pay the consequences for being disobedient and refusing to say what he should say to the people. This is a great fact that all men of God need to think upon when they enter the pulpit today. Every word we speak for the Lord in the name of the Lord should be from the Lord and not our own ideas and philosophies. If we fail to say anything that the Lord has told us to say, we will stand in judgment and give account for it. This is a divine fact that needs to be in the forefront of our minds and in our hearts when we stand to declare the great words of God. The next thing that we want to point out is that if we don't declare what God wants us to declare, the Bible said they will not hear the word, amen, and will die in their iniquity. He or she will die lost if we fail to preach and tell them what God wants us to say. That means that we help populate the pits of hell, amen, with unbelievers if we do not declare the truth. Watchmen are needful. Watchmen are important. And watchmen are necessary. God has posted these watchmen all around us to warn souls of their final destination. Preaching and ministering to people is a serious job and should not be taken lightly as it is in our modern-day religious circles. Failing to warn men and women about dying without God is like seeing a house on fire and knowing there are people in it that will perish if we don't warn them. Likewise, we will be judged one day for not warning the unbeliever about his lost condition and paying no attention to the Holy Spirit directing us to tell them about God. This is a soul for the preacher and for the believer as well. Amen. Today, the people of God are watchmen as well as preachers, and we need to watch for the souls of men. Now, the next thing we see in this passage is that the watchman warns the lost or ungodly, and he does not hear or accept the message. And if he does not warn them, you know what happens? They don't hear, they go to hell. God will not hold the watchman accountable for their souls if we do warn them. The hearer will die without God and go to hell if we told him the truth, but his blood will not be required of the watchman because they have warned him of judgment to come. He's heard the truth and rejected what God has said. The watchman has done his job and will not be held accountable for his soul. The watchman is told to warn them and not entertain them. He's told to warn them and not charm them. He's told to warn them and not impress the congregation, but to tell them of the dangers that are ahead. You can't warn and wake those who are asleep and dead by giving a little simple voice or a little whisper. That's why we must cry aloud and spare not, that the danger is lurking ahead. Isaiah 58:1 said, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins." The souls of men and women are to be a real concern to every child of God. The lost or the unbeliever will never hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ that will change his or her life unless someone tells them before they die. Without a burden for the lost, you or I will never witness or tell them of the saving grace of God. As watchmen, we are to do our job and let every man and woman know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary for all mankind. Throughout the Old Testament, we find that cities had watchtowers at the entrance to the city to watch for enemies as they might approach the entrance. It's our solemn duty and divine command to warn unbelievers of the dangers that are facing God, facing them before they face God in judgment. We need to do our job to the best of our ability. God will give us what we need and provide the talents and tools to do what we need to do. My prayer is that God may help me to be a watchman I need to be and point men and women to the Lord and not have their blood on my hands when I stand before God. We trust that this study, number 131, Ministers as Watchmen, has helped to inform you and strengthens you in your spiritual life. May God bless you. Amen and amen.